Well, for me, coming in full time has been it's been a pleasure, really. You know, when you've worked for 10 years after finishing as a professional, it's great to be back in full time. The people at Gateshead, fantastic people, want to go to the next level, so that's important. Gives you a chance, so it's been really enjoyable. Looking at where we are in the league and where we were before we came in, I think it about sums up about the season, and we deserve to be sort of where we are, not good enough to sort of make the playoffs. But we've had a good look at the squad in these last 4 or 5 months, and that's the main thing.
But clear signs of progress in some areas, because when you came in, could be argued that the team was heading down the league to an area that they wouldn't want to be in, and you certainly raised them up, went on a really good run in the winter, and it's only been the last couple of weeks when you've fallen out of contention for the playoffs and it's unravelled a little.
Yeah, a bit strange really. We had we sort of started with keeping clean sheets and doing well, and then we went the other side where we were conceding 3-4 goals, and you look at it and it's all about consistency, and that's what the game's all about. Whatever level you're at, it's about being consistent in your performances. And you know, like Neil says, it always starts at the back. You have to keep clean sheets. I know it is a team game, and it starts from the front midfield, but you've got to be solid to achieve something. And yeah, we've sort of at home, I think, has been the main problem for one particular reason. Can't put a finger on that. Away from home has been much better, but not that the performances have been great. We've just seemed to be a little bit more solid.
You've surpassed last season's points tally, and if you win at Chester on Saturday, you could get to 70 points, could still finish eighth in the table. So there is a little something riding on that game in that sense, but do you think the fact that there's nothing tangible to play for in terms of playoffs or anything will allow the side to go there and just play with a bit of freedom and maybe even enjoy it?
I think you've said it yourself there, freedom. I mean, if you've seen the last couple of games, I think that the team have played with a lot of freedom. You know, Torquay first half, you've seen the chances we created and against Bromley. But you need to do that when there's something to play for. It shouldn't matter that we've not got the playoffs or we're not in a relegation battle. That should be every game you turn up to play in. If you have that mentality, why not carry that on in, you know, in a normal scenario? So that one for me is a little bit disappointing, because I think as a player, when I played, you just went out and played anyway, and you know, you can't play with fear, and especially at home, it's not as if there's, you know, a massive crowd, and I think it should be easier at home. It's something we need to address for next season, most definitely, but we can only look at the time that we've been in and the games we've played, and you know, you're always disappointed when you lose games, but the bigger picture is for next season. I think that's where we'll be judged.
When we spoke to the manager last week, when he said that he's made his mind up now on what he wants to do, who he's going to keep, who he's going to offer contracts to, and which players will be let go, do you know what the timescale is after the Chester game in terms of letting people know and then starting to try to talk to players that you want to bring in from outside?
Early next week, the players will know, you know, where they're going to be at, if they're going to be offered contracts or we'll be releasing them, and then it's the onto the next, where your recruitment comes into place. And obviously we've got a list of players that we'd like to sign. We're not going to get all of them players, you know, that's the nature of it, because we'll be looking at the better players to play in this league, and there'll be a few clubs in for them, but we can only say to them that they're coming to a club that wants to progress. I think that's important. And it's always difficult for the players who've been here as well. It's never nice to be released. But at the end of the day, it's about getting the balance right for next season.
Is it a time where there's a range of emotions, because it's presumably not nice to deliver news to players that they're no longer needed or wanted? At the same time, it clearly can be frustrating and time consuming trying to build your squad up, but also exciting if you can get in the people that you want and good players at that.
Yeah, it's a difficult period. It's strange because the amount of players you're going to have to bring in, because like Neil has said, I think previously, it's going to be a big changes and a lot of players we want to bring in. So that's a nightmare in itself, because, you know, with agents, and it's a minefield, but that's the nature of it, and it's going to be a long, long, hard summer. But like you said, it's an enjoyable one if we can reach the targets that of the players that we want to bring in, then you know, and it's achievable.
And on behalf of you and Neil, would you have a message for the supporters?
Now, you always have your hardcore fans, and that's important, home and away. Like you say, the away fans have been excellent. You know, they've always supported the team well. And we need to do better for them, especially, you know, at home next season. And hopefully we can continue the away form. But it's important. The only way you get fans through the gates is by winning games and hopefully playing good, attractive football. But it's all about winning. And if we can have a good start next season, and then hopefully we can get a few more fans through the gates.